It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dime brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are locally owned. They are family owned. They're an independent grocery store with a great selection and cashiers there to serve you. No self-checkouts there. And they also have a meat department that is second to none. Anything you're looking for, they can help provide you with. They have local produce in there as well. And now is the time to be enjoying all the things local that is out there. One of the things that's coming in is very plentiful right now is corn on the cob. But, you know, after a while, it's like, how many times can I grill corn on the cob? So today I have a recipe for a summer corn chowder, which is a great thing because you don't have to heat up your whole kitchen when you make it. If you would like to try this, you're going to start out with 4 slices of bacon chopped. You're going to put it in a Dutch oven over medium high heat and cook that bacon until it's crisp and that fat has been rendered out. And then transfer the bacon to a dish lined with paper towels to absorb the excess grease. Then in that bacon fat that remains, you're going to add in your corn. You're going to want 4 large ears of corn on the cob cut off. And I'll cut the cobs off and then scrape the cobs with your knife to get all the goodness down in there. Two stalks of celery, finely diced, a large Vidalia onion or another sweet onion, finely diced up. And you're going to saute that for 3 to 4 minutes until the onion is tender and the celery are slightly translucent. And you're going to put in some fennel, which I think just puts this completely over the top. A half a fennel bulb, finely diced, 2 large cloves of garlic, minced, and 3/4 of a pound of potatoes. I like a Yukon Gold for this particular recipe. You're gonna put all of that into the pot, and you're gonna make your summer corn broth by ladling in your chicken stock, or you can use ham stock, whichever you prefer. You're going to put in some rosemary, fresh thyme, a bay leaf. You can also put in ham hocks with this. I just use the Better Than Bouillon with it, and you're just going to let that cook until everything is cooked through and your potatoes are tender and really, really wonderful. You're going to put in about 3 tablespoons of white wine at the end. Mix that well. Add in a little cream to finish it and sprinkle that bacon on the top. And it is just a delicious summer corn chowder that I like to serve with a nice cold chicken salad croissant. I think that's a delicious meal right there. You want to get the recipe, go to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine, and you'll see all the recipes that we share, including this one for a sweet summer corn chowder. And we want to thank our sponsor, F&L Market, for helping us bring you 5 and Dine. F&L Market, where their meats are cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.